You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette, broadcasting live from my home office, like so many of you. As the coronavirus continues to spread here in the United States, it is upending, it seems, every facet of our lives, including a really American institution, the census. The 1 in 10 year survey determines everything from how much money your community is allocated from the federal government to how many people represent your state in Congress. Under extraordinary circumstances, the U.S. Census must go on this spring and summer. But with the coronavirus keeping people in their homes and social distancing making door knocking difficult, how in the world will this year's census look different, you know, across the country, but in particular in Ada County? Well, joining us by phone today are two people who can help us understand these efforts. Wayne Rasavi is with the City of Boise's Office of Community Engagement, and Haley Townsend is with the Community Planning Association of Southwest Idaho, better known as Compass. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So Wayne, I want to start with you. Let's just start with the basics here, okay? From the City of Boise's perspective, why is getting an accurate census count important?
Yeah, it's incredibly important for the city for a variety of reasons, in particular for our health clinics, our hospitals, and for emergency preparedness, which is obviously very important at this time. That federal funding goes to those kinds of programs that help for the resources and different services that we need in times like this, but also for other things like bilingual teachers at schools and making sure that we have accurate representation of different groups in our society as well. So very important for the city across multiple arenas. Mm-hmm.
And when Wayne, we originally planned this interview for today because the City of Boise was actually planning an event at the main library in downtown Boise called Census Day. Now, this was going to be an all-day event. It was going to include speakers, activities for kids, really trying to get more people to participate in the census. The event, as we all know, it has been canceled due to the coronavirus. So what are you doing instead to make sure that people participate in the census?
Yeah, we were super bummed to cancel the event. We really wanted to get children to show up and have everyone counted as much as possible on April 1st, which is Census Day. So in light of that, we've encouraged each of our city council members to post on their social media, whether that's Instagram or Facebook or their campaign pages. And we've encouraged our mayor to share some messaging on Census Day about that as well. And we're doing a small targeted digital advertising across Boise and areas where we know there are harder to count populations, such as children who are significantly undercounted every census. And then also for different cultural minorities who also statistically are undercounted. So those ads will appear across parts of West Bench in Boise. And in some other places where we have identified specific tracts per the census data.
And is that partly where some of this money that was allocated? I believe the Idaho Press said that the city had allocated about $100,000 to census education and awareness. But mm-hmm. will that money now be spent, like you said, kind of in more of these online pushes and things like that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a challenge for us because we had originally split the money about 50-50. Half of it went to our marketing and outreach. So there were already radio ads and print advertisements as well that were going out in the newspapers and in Scene magazine. And so that's already been spent at this point. But we've also allocated about $50,000 to our canvassing outreach team. And in light of this event, we've shifted some of that towards these digital outreach efforts. And that is where I would say about half of that money will probably shift into that as we move from April into May and as the census adapts to that as well and shifts their dates too.
And Haley, I want to bring you into the conversation. Tell us how important the census is to Compass. I mean, how does it affect the work that you do when it comes to, you know, getting that accurate count?
Absolutely. So as the Metropolitan Planning Organization for both Ada and Canyon counties, we plan the transportation in the Treasure Valley for essentially the next 30 years. So as Wayne mentioned earlier, that funding and that data that comes from the census helps us plan those numbers. Most recently, the 2010 census has helped us figure out the demographics and the population count for Ada and Canyon counties.
So what is Compass doing, Haley, to get the word out and also, you know, working with the city of Boise?
Yeah, so since about 2017, early 2018, we've been working with our members of Compass to get the word out. Our main role essentially was to provide facilitation of regional cooperation. So that meant meetings, creating resources for those members, and then additionally hosting our own outreach in the form of digital, print, radio, bus, billboards, social media, all of your typical forms of outreach to get the word out.
So a question for both of you. I mean, the Census Bureau has delayed door knocking. I mean, that was supposed to begin tomorrow on April 1st. But I mean, with the coronavirus spreading, I mean, you can't go door to door. But even before that, groups around the country were really trying to get folks to fill out the census online. So, I mean, what are you most concerned about when it comes to moving the census online versus, you know, that good old fashioned door knocking that used to always take place?
I'll start. I think one of the major concerns is, especially in Idaho, is that there is limited internet access for some of these individuals. And so without having that in-person outreach, there is a legitimate concern that there will be a potential significant undercount as a part of this. Now, to that, we've tried to push forward more of the messaging that this can be completed online or over the phone in one of 13 major languages. And we strongly encourage people to do that. But we know for sure that there are going to be some people who have no internet access or very limited internet access, and this might prevent them from doing it, which is part of why we wanted to hold our census event at the library, the space where everyone could go to take it. So we're having to kind of regroup a little bit, but hopefully with the messaging being you can complete it online, over the phone, or even by mail, we'll still see a complete and accurate count in our state.
So I was going to ask both of you about that because we got it in the mail, I believe last week. I mean, my days are running together, but I believe it was last week. So will everyone still get the census form in the mail, and then you have the option of filling it out and sending it back, or going online or using the phone? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so that's one of my most frequently asked questions of how can I fill it out? And if people don't want to fill it out online or over the phone, as Wayne said, you can wait until about April 8th. If you have not completed the census by April 8th, the U.S. Census Bureau will send a paper form of the census to your door, so you can fill it out that way as well.
And then
so there,
one issue.
There are, yeah, multiple ways.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Haley. I didn't mean to interrupt you. So I know one of the issues a lot of people are concerned about is outreach to marginalized groups. I mean, including those English. I mean, we have a large Latino community here in Idaho, but also not only that outreach, but some people are concerned about taking the census. So Wayne, how are you, you know, dealing with that, especially when that in-person outreach is diminished?
Yeah, that's a crucial question there, Gemma. I think it's been something that's been heavy on our minds since the get-go with this back in 2017, 2018, as Haley mentioned. We partnered very closely with the Latinx Complete Count Committee, which is chaired by Antonio Hernandez. And through our efforts there, we were sharing materials, print materials, and digital materials to help. And also, we worked with them to identify speakers for radio advertisements that are trusted voices in the community to help promote it. But without some of those in-person efforts, it's going to be a very big challenge because there are other concerns related to the census in terms of citizenship and social security that this group in particular is worried about, even though the census does not ask about either of those. It's hard to dispel that without some of the in-person engagement. So we're really relying on people, family members, whether they live in Boise or in Nampa, to really encourage their family members to complete the census by talking to them.
And we know that the Bureau has delayed the summer deadline by 2 weeks, so it's mid-August, I believe. Haley, do you think that's going to be enough time to get an accurate count in the Treasure Valley?
I mean, we can only hope so. I think with the current situation, we're doing what we can. We're doing our best. As Wayne said, they've put more of their funding towards the outreach that they can do, and we've done the same as far as digital and social and print. So I'm hoping that those efforts are enough to get us an accurate count. And as far as our response rate goes right now in Idaho, we are ahead in terms of the national count. So that's a good sign.
Well, you know, I mean, when we're all home like this, no better time than to sit down and fill it out, right? Have either of you filled it out yet? And how long did it take?
Yeah, I filled mine out. The invitations went out around March 12th and filled mine out, I think, a week and a half ago. And it took under 5 minutes to count everyone in the household. It was really quick and easy to do online.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, I handed it to my husband, so I'm assuming he'll fill it out, but I'll go check when we're done with this to make sure we get counted. Hey, thank you both so much for coming in. Very quickly, if people are looking to fill it out online, what is the website they go to?
It is my2020census.gov.
All right. Thank you both so much. We've been talking with Wayne Rasavi with the City of Boise and Haley Townsend with the Community Planning Association of Southwest Idaho, talking about the 2020 census. It is still going on. And as Haley said, if you have the ability to fill it out online, go to 2020census.gov, fill that out. Up next, how the coronavirus has affected Idaho's ballot initiative process. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.